Shabbat Shalom, the new book, Genesis, a new round of Torah portions. This is the third year I'm doing it. The first year, the war just started. It was just after the 7th of October. Devastating 2 years, and now we're starting a new circle. And this circle starts with the most amazing news. Our hostages, our boys are back home. We're still waiting for the people who died there, but they will return soon. The fact that we see our children coming back, walking, is already a miracle. How of this circle of portions are going to be different? In the last 2 years, I finally felt that there's a lot of things about believing how God controls everything. That was the narrative. That was the story. That was what filled our hearts in the time of war. When devastating news happened on a daily basis, the only thing we could do is to believe and remember how God controls everything. How this here will do it different. I want to try to jump inside the core of the stories, try to talk about the emotions and what people went through. These stories are not stories about random people. These are stories about ourselves. This is the core. This is the DNA of the nation. And that's what's spread inside the stories. Is something we need to take from. I also will try to make it a bit short, and I want to start by asking you one thing. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, and please share this if you like it to friends. We want to expand the views, and we want more people to join us. So welcome to the 30th circle of the weekly portions, Parashat Bereshit. And in this week portion, at the very end, we read about the devastating news. There's one person who kills and destroyed one quarter of the world. Of course, Cain. Cain goes and murders his brothers. It was father, mother, and two children, and one killed another. And the Midrash tells us about the feelings and the emotions of everybody that took part of this. Because when you read the textual text of the Torah, it's not so clear why Hashem didn't accept Cain's sacrifice. Why does he even go and murder Abel? I think just to start with it is to explain that with all the explanations about what really happened there, the reason is that it's not being mentioned. It's because this is the story. How do you interact? How do you answer? How do you come back to a situation that doesn't work the way you wanted? Cain wanted to sacrifice, wanted to give an offering to God, and God did not accept it. That's given. Now the story is, how do you manage failure? And what do you do with it? Will you translate into doing something better? Like Hashem actually insists with him? Or you're going to go and blame the world and punish everybody around you? And the second element is a midrash that's miraculous. It's almost hard to believe. That because it was brand new, it was the first murder, Adam and Eve are sitting next to the dead body and don't know what to do. So Hashem summons and sends them two crows. One dies, and the other crow buries the ground and puts the second crow inside. What does it mean? They didn't know what to do. Well, technically, they didn't understand what happened there. I think the Midrash, our sage, is trying to tell us a deeper story. When they saw their son being murdered, the feeling was, this is the end of the world. This is the world you brought us? This is what we're talking about? A world that summons so fast, so much evil, so many bad things? When you look at the world around us, sometimes the feeling it's more negative than positive. Look at the hostages returning. What's the feeling they have after the awful time they had in the last 2 years? We read stories about people that were left by themselves for 2 years. How can they continue life? The feeling Adam and Eve had was, this is not the world we want to live in. It's bad. It's awful. And I think the answer lies in exactly what Hashem sends. He sends one small act of kindness. A kindness of a level that we say, chesed shel emet, real kindness. That is kindness that nobody's going to give you anything in return. When somebody is dead and you're helping him and you're doing something for him, you know you won't receive anything in return because he's dead. When the crow buried his friend, they saw friendship. They saw love. Sort to say that God told them, you think this world is awful. You think bad things happen in the world. You're right. But there's better things happening. There's justice. There's love. There's passion. There's friendship. And that feeling alone allowed them to carry on and continue with their lives. I think that's the same secret with the ostriches. As they're returning home right now, they see what happened when they were gone. They saw people that left everything and volunteered and helped and did so many amazing things all throughout these 2 years just to bring them back, to bless them. The feeling is that there's better things happening in the world, more positive than negative, and that's what allows us to go. So in two levels of the explanation of what happened there. Is number one, when you see something, you need to ask yourself, how can I control it? How can I control my actions? Why do I take it and control myself and not punish the whole world? The second thing, and when bad things happen, don't forget, there's also good. I believe that we are going into a very good phase. Good here, end of war. Good things happening to the people of Israel from all directions. Again, please follow us for more. Subscribe and share to people who think can be interested. I'm wishing us all Shabbat Shalom, Hashanah Tova, and welcome back to our home.